This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231 as we kick off the Friday, or the third hour of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Mark.
Once again, that toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right to the phones because your calls are waiting. Daryl in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Right.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I heard last that you were on listening online, and I heard you ask if anyone could quantify a statement against homosexual marriages.
Yes, sure.
Well, I used to struggle with homosexuality, and I acknowledged it was a sin by reading God's word and drawing closer to him and wanting to have a relationship with him.
Uh-huh.
It was only by discovering that in the word I was able to come close and come to know the Lord.
When you say you were struggling with homosexuality, what do you mean?
I mean, I used to be involved in that. Like,
you were
I got delivered from it, yeah.
Now, to your knowledge of the Bible, what was the problem with Adam and Eve? Why did they get kicked out of the garden?
Because they had eaten of the forbidden fruit. They had partaken of something that God had commanded them specifically not to. So disobedience.
So disobedience, basically. But it's because God gave them free will.
Uh huh.
And for instance,
well, I mean,
Jesus,
it wasn't directly. God didn't set them up for a fall.
No, I didn't say that he did. But he gave humans, Adam and Eve specifically, free will. And Jesus, for instance, in the case of the prostitute, who has been, erroneously labeled Mary Magdalene, the prostitute told the people that to cast the first stone. He who was out without sin. And the way I see it is, it's great that you were delivered from homosexuality, and I'm glad that your life's working out that way.
He doesn't mean not to lift up a standard, though. He says...
Were the Romans lifting up standards when they threw Christians into the lions?
When they threw Christians to the lions?
Yes. I was wondering if they were raising up a standard for, say, Zeus or somebody.
It wasn't the right standard.
I see. You've got the right standard. I think the Romans
did
too,
it's
sir.
Not that I have the right standard. It's that the Lord has the right standard. And
anyone, he told you.
Anyone who reads his word and rightly divides the word
is the way it's supposed to be.
And
you understand you can't foist your religion on somebody.
Well, and this church that released the
400,000... I don't shove it down anyone's throat, but I do acknowledge that since the beginning of this country... And the Constitution was all based on the Bible and the standard conveyed by God's Word. And any law that blatantly disregards God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, is not law, it is void. And
or
that
your
is,
interpretation
that
of
is
God's
the duty
Word,
of a that is the duty of someone who is in a jury to weigh the facts and see if that law
I've got some questions for you because I've always wanted to talk to one of these people who
said... A reformed gay?
So-called? What I want to know is I want to ask questions just because I've never actually really met someone. I mean, I've met people before and spoken with people who are lying about it. But the questions I've got is, you know, what exactly, why did you define yourself as gay? And, you know, what I really don't understand is how going from one man, you know, loving one man who's real to going to loving another man who is fictional changes you from being gay. I mean, now you went to from loving, you know, maybe loving men to now you love Jesus, also a man.
I don't really get that, but okay.
That's pretty abstract. What was the first question, Johnson? Just get one at a time.
Well, my question is what exactly, how were you defined as gay? I mean, what exactly, you know... How many men were you with? Was it relationships? Was it purely sexual? Was this something that happened in prison?
What was your gay history?
Right.
Well,
I'm just curious as to what your relationship was.
First, you laid out a pretext to this question saying that you're stating your opinion that God is fictional. But, you know, I'll go on to tell you, you know, I wasn't just straight out gay. I had done a lot of, I just fell into dabbling with gay stuff. And the reason why I think I did that is because my heart was far from God, and that's how I got
wrapped up in that. What does that mean? You got into dabbling into gay stuff. What does that mean?
Yeah, I ended up having, you know, working that which is unseemly with other men.
Did you have sex with other men?
I like to say I did what was inconvenient, laying with a man as I would a woman.
I see. And that was something
that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, there are guys who have threesomes or whatnot, and they sleep in the same bed. Did you have homosexual sex?
That's what he just
sir?
Said.
I'm asking
he's not,
you that.
He's not going to say yes. He feels uncomfortable, obviously.
Well, I'm saying.
Well,
I don't,
they tone down the language a lot in these New Age Bible versions so that it avoids homosexuality and calls it fornication or sexual immorality. And I really hate that. So I'll tell you, yeah, it was homosexuality.
Okay. And, were you attracted to these men, or were you just sort of going to them because things weren't working out with women?
Not really. You know, I'll tell you that, I'd pretend that I was with a woman. But,
you'd pretend that you were with a woman while you were with a man. What was it that made you want to go out and be with a man in the first place?
I think that my heart was far from God, and that's why, why
was there
I was
nothing
so lost.
In your, was there actually no rationale in your head? You didn't actually make a, you made a conscious choice, obviously, because most people that we talk to that are really gay were attracted to men since they were in elementary school, for instance. I mean, they've always known they were gay. You're clearly not one of those individuals.
No, you don't sound like you were really attracted to men at all. You weren't seeking love, you were seeking sex. There's a totally different, that's a totally different situation.
Well, I don't believe you're a gay man at all, period.
Just because you went out and had sex with what was convenient, because there was a warm body there, that's not the same as going out and because you want to seek and love men because that's all you're attracted
it's
to.
It's defined as situational.
I hear your point, but let's not forget that I point to the Bible as being the reason why. It's not cool. It's not okay. It's not all right.
Well, the thing is, the founding fathers may have been the majority Christian. Not all of them were. Certainly, there's evidence to the contrary of that.
But they certainly seemed to respect.
They did.
Beliefs.
But they also respected far more concepts of liberty. And what I'm saying is the Bible's full of concepts of liberty, the country's based on concepts of liberty, and the concept of imbuing our laws with Christianity is not conducive to liberty.
Most people are pretty ignorant of how that liberty comes to us, is that they claimed that
God gave it to us.
Yeah, it's God-given. It's given by God.
Well, let's just go ahead and give it to the other people. Instead of using democracy to hold a sword over people's head and tell them they can't do things,
our true liberty comes in Christ Jesus. And people that
your
are...
Your liberty comes in Christ Jesus.
You believe. Don't have liberty. They're only in bondage.
No, that's your
like
liberty.
I was.
They couldn't get away from their liberty.
I couldn't quit doing drugs. I couldn't quit... That's because you're weak, man. I was a slave to sin. And without,
you made
Jesus
all those choices, man.
Without Jesus Christ, I was lost.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, see you later. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Turn into a preacher there.
Yeah, some people turn. See, some people, for salvation, some people turn without. For salvation, some people turn within. You turned without. You looked for external source for salvation. Some people find the strength within themselves. Now, what you did is actually you did find the strength within yourself to help yourself. But you attribute everything that you did on your own to Jesus
or to God.
But really, sir, you helped yourself. Well, and you're unable to accept that. And that's, to me, problematic. People need to understand that they can find strength on their own.
This is one of the oldest arguments between religious people and a-religious people is that, Jesus gave me the strength. God gave me the strength.
No, you gave yourself the strength by finding something to believe in.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We're going to explore a little bit about biology on the way, because one of our earlier callers suggested that human bodies made in a certain way. Certain things are made to fit certain places. Let's explore that more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
The Friday edition of the show. We're inside Hour 3. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the listener map. If you want to go and see where over 1,300 of our listeners are at around the world, go to map.freetalklive.com. You can even add yourself to it. It's free. Map.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Pork Fest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So we've been talking about this sort of just generally, things just generally related to homosexuality. Everything from religious people's beliefs about homosexuality, and they differ. Even within that, even within the tent of Christianity, there are some pretty vehement differences between groups about whether or not they should be accepted even into the church. Some churches allow them. We just had a caller call in a moment ago, Daryl, who was claiming that, you know, it's wrong to be homosexual. You know, churches are against this. It's in the Bible that it's that God doesn't like them. Well, obviously, some churches disagree. Obviously, some churches think that it's okay to allow homosexuals in there. They think it's okay. They think homosexuals can be Christians. How do they justify that?
I'd love to hear from callers.
I don't know how they justify it. It seems to me, what I've learned from the Bible is that, in fact, the Bible says that homosexuality is unacceptable. It's one of the reasons that I'm not a big fan of the Bible.
Mm.
You know, I consider it a spiritual guide to some extent, but I don't like it word for word.
Some of these folks are going to say that homosexuals are unnatural. We had Dave call in earlier saying that, well, certain things are made to go in indoors and out to outdoors, and, you know, that old argument.
I've got to tear down a wall here, a radio wall, I guess, or an internet wall. I don't know really what to call it. I started a thread on the BBS. In regards to, we had a listener, or not a listener, but somebody, we send out messages on MySpace very regularly. And occasionally we send messages to people who are on, right now we're sending messages to the support gay marriage group, people who support gay marriage. And occasionally we'll get people responding who somehow were added to the support gay marriage group who don't know that they're on it. In other words, maybe their friend was playing a joke on them, or maybe they're seriously anti-gay and they want to be on that group specifically to harass people, to spread hate. Now, occasionally we'll get responses back, because when we send something like, you know, a message like, do you support gay rights? Do you support the right, you know, for people to be able to get married and to...
Right, we're promoting our show. We're trying to sell our show to people.
You know, laws for consensual adults. Well, we get responses back, you know, hateful responses from these people. That's wrong. And there was some young kid who responded back, and I started talking to him. And every once in a while, I like to take on the role of, you know, quoting God and quoting Jesus to people who are overly religious. And I don't specifically outright come out and say I'm a strong agnostic or I'm an atheist. I'll just start quoting God and Jesus, because why not? I mean, I don't really believe in them, and it's easy enough to do.
The quotes are there.
Yep. So this guy started believing absolutely that I was a Christian and that I knew a whole lot about the Bible. And so I decided, I told him, you know, I wanted to kind of bring him into the fold, and I started a thread in the BBS to have some of our libertarian Christian listeners kind of explain why they're libertarians and why they're Christians, and then hopefully I could bring him in and have him talk about why this, you know, this kid talk about why he hates gays so much.
Mm.
I didn't bring that up in the thread, but that's how this thread got started, because I wanted to see how, you know, why Christians said that they're libertarian, and then I wanted this kid to come in and bring in, you know, the whole aspect of, well, what about the gays? Because the way I feel like it, if you're Christian, you should hate gays.
Why?
Because that's
supposed to love everybody.
But the way it states it, if you see a lot of this stuff out there, that's the way it's written. And frankly, the Bible's wrong, in my opinion.
Does the Bible say you're supposed to hate them? I don't think so.
It says that it's a sin. It says it's an abomination before God.
Yeah, it's an abomination before God.
But all of them claim to be sinners, right? And that's why they come to church, to have their sins washed away. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, but gays,
it's the worst
gay
kind
people
of
are
sin,
uglier,
huh?
Sinners. Yeah,
I see.
Now, and you know, generally, you know, the Bible gets rewritten. You know, the New Testament rewritten from the Old Testament. We need another rewrite.
Well, okay. I wanted to actually address the biological component of this.
Yeah,
because that's one of their favorite. That's one of the anti-gay crowd's favorite things to say. Is, well, this was made. That whole thing.
Well,
what about that?
Well, you know, my general opinion on that is, if I were to, you know, step into this role as a Christian, my first questions will be then, why did God make the body that way? Why? There are certain things that we can gain pleasure from that are definitely not missionary position standard heterosexual sex.
Is this more forbidden fruit that's put out there for us?
Why is oral sex so popular? Why does that work that way? People can gain pleasure from that. Why is it that the male body is designed with the prostate in the position that it's in, so that men can gain pleasure from anal intercourse. Why is that? Why is the body designed that way? Why would God do that? Why would God make it specifically so that people could? I mean, because forbidden fruit. Why would this is God that's doing that?
I understand where you're coming from. I'd like to address the force aspect of gay marriage. Marriage is force. It's a government contract. And there are certain things that go with it, and the government is only a use of force. And so if we legalize gay marriage, just like regular marriage,
mm-hmm.
suddenly there's going to be a whole bunch of things that happen. For instance, Dave was bringing up the adoption thing.
Yeah.
Adoption agencies will no longer be able to look at a gay couple versus a straight couple and make a decision based on what they think is best for the child if they don't want to send that that child.
Well, now adoption agencies should absolutely be free to choose who they adopt out children to.
But they
government
won't
should not be involved.
The government is involved, though.
But it
you can't
be.
Discriminate based on sex, creed, color, and then it'll be
the
sexual.
The libertarian answer, of course, is government should not be involved in the adoption process. That way, some people could adopt kids out to gay folks, and some people may choose not to. Government doesn't belong. Also, government doesn't belong in marriage at all, in heterosexual or homosexual marriage. And you kind of just swung us away from the biology aspect,
well,
and I sort of wanted to explore that a little bit.
Well, we had
gone
through it.
Yeah.
Well, you had gone through it, but I also wanted to point out that just because you're mentioning that, Johnson, doesn't mean that we're necessarily advocating it. Personally, as a heterosexual, I find anal sex repulsive. I find the idea...
I'm 100%
I don't
with
care
you.
If there's a pleasure center back there. I find it absolutely repulsive, and I would never engage in it with a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, at all.
No, I'm absolutely 100% with you on that. And I'm also with you... I mean, I'll come right out and say, I support gay marriage 100%. I support the rights of gay men and women to do whatever they want. The thought of homosexual sex makes me incredibly uncomfortable, incredibly queasy.
You mean homosexual male sex?
Homosexual male sex. Well, no, homosexual female sex is very awkward, and I think it's very strange to me as well. I'm not one of those men. A lot of men really think that's like a cool thing, like when women start making out, and that's like good porn, I guess.
Yeah.
Doesn't interest me at all. Not even in the slightest.
Oh, it interests me slightly, but not as good as...
Well, there's actually been... I'll bring this in, because I know and I pay attention to too many things. There have actually been scientific studies done on that particular thing. And apparently it has to do with aggression, that there are certain males who prefer to have another male involved in, in their porn, because it has to do with a threat response.
Because he's dominating the woman?
Well, it's a threat response. There's a threat response that automatically... activates in certain things.
Since you mentioned porn, it is under fire by the Bush administration. We'll share the details with you on the way. This is your show, Free Speech Crackdown, coming up, Free Talk Live.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You dial in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with all sorts of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff, and everything in between. bbs.freetalklive.com takes you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking sex. We're talking homosexuality. And we're talking porn, or we're going to be talking porn here in a moment. But, Johnson, I think you had a few more comments on this threat response thing. Now, what exactly is that?
Okay, so you brought up the whole girl-girl thing, and, you know, you're like, well, what about the, you know, girl-girl as though, you know, that's... You know, okay. Whereas male,
I think in most I think in most males' minds, that is more okay to them than gay homosexual, than male homosexual.
It is absolutely. And what's interesting is that they did some studies and whatnot about this whole threat response thing. Is that there are certain men who, I guess it's acceptable, you know, whatnot. They prefer their pornography to not have any men in it whatsoever. Because I guess there's an automatic, like a threat response type of thing, like it's an evolutionary deal where you don't, you know, it's like almost like an aggression. You get like an aggressive response from that, like
from the viewer.
Yes,
the viewer
from the
gets
viewer.
An aggressive response.
Right,
not
terribly aggressive, but he's saying it's like
over what factor though?
That there's another man involved there, like they want to be
might be a man having sex with a woman somewhere else in the world.
Right, exactly,
and that's a threat to them.
Right.
It is my job as a male to have sex with every woman on the planet and impregnate them all. I mean, that's my evolutionary imperative.
And not having that threat response, like they've actually done like CAT scans or something like that, or studied, you know, the brain output here, and that with some men, I guess, that they are more relaxed and I guess, comfortable with female porn because... There's no threat response that happens.
I think a factor there. I think a factor there might be something that I encountered when I was younger, in middle school, high school, for instance. When guys would get together, there'd be some sort of a gathering, and somebody'd bring a porn tape or something like that, and some of us were uncomfortable by the sight of another man being on the screen.
Right.
And I think maybe it's a threat response. Maybe it's just the fact that we're just necessarily just uncomfortable by the fact that it's a man. They're uglier to look at. They're not as
pleasant. See, this is interesting because that's you, and you're coming from your very personal viewpoint there.
I prefer
male, female porn. Personally, that's my personal thing.
Personally, I do now. But back then, I did not, because I was more uncomfortable with seeing a nude man.
That's interesting.
I would say that's what sells, too.
What, a straight porn?
Yeah, male-female type, you know, and probably it's like male with several women, you know, two or three.
I don't know. I think a lot of that women-on-women stuff is, you know, pretty huge. And then you have just women stuff with, like, all the Girls Gone Wild.
Well, this would be... Now, that's not really porn. That's just nudity, right?
Well, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay, now we're talking about different categories of porn and what sells more. You'd have to talk to somebody in the industry to know this. But unfortunately, it looks like the industry is being is under attack now. According to Wired, San Diego obscenity prosecutions are taking a toll on the porn industry as publishers embrace an every-man-for-himself approach under the relentless Bush administration attacks. The annual Cybernet Expo on Sunday here was overshadowed by a big question, whether to stand united with producers of extreme material, bearing the brunt of the assault in order to preempt attacks on milder content, or to get some distance and hope to avoid being targeted. Because, as we've reported in the past, and as this article will explore here, there are certain types of extreme porn, like, for instance, extreme associates producing tapes that feature urination, adults portrayed as children, simulated rape, likely some S&M sort of things, violence, the extreme side of porn. It's under attack by Alberto Gonzalez, by the Bush administration, for so-called violations of obscenity legislation.
I can see that. I can see why they. I can see why the argument would be there. Immediately when you read them off, my visceral reaction is, screw them. You know, I just don't care about them. But
it's a slippery slope.
The thing is they're using my tax dollars to go after these people, and they bear no onus. Now, there's nothing. They lose nothing if they lose. If
they
the government goes after them, there's, you know, nobody can get hurt. Nobody loses anything.
Right.
It doesn't matter. But if Mildred, you know, Bosenkamp brings up a lawsuit against extreme porn video and says that I'm offended, she's got money to lose, and that's the way these things should be decided.
Plus, the real issue here is, well, once they're done prosecuting extreme associates and throwing that guy in jail, he is facing a jail term, throwing him in jail, dismantling his business, then they're going to go after somebody else. And then they're going to go after the more lightweight porn. That's, you know, where it's going to go. Because you didn't stand up for the more extreme free speech, they're going to go after your kind of free speech. In fact, here's one of the responses from a webmaster. I'm not going to give the site, but of a porn website, Tara, the webmaster, prefers the latter approach. She says, quote, "It would be better to sacrifice some people so everybody else can get on with it."
No. Tara, you're being silly.
She is somebody who is not a student of history.
No, because she's ready to send the Jews off on the train and
that's
just
right.
Thinking that they're not going to come back after the Jehovah's Witnesses, the gays, the you know, the Catholics or whomever.
She says that extreme content producers, she thinks, need to cool it and pull back a little bit. Extreme Associates owner Rob Black blasted the porn industry this weekend for breaking ranks rather than standing united. He says, "You hear all this solidarity. BS. This industry, except for about five people, has hung me out to dry. Everybody wants to make an effing compromise." Pressure against the industry increased last month with a landmark lawsuit that appears to target a somewhat milder grade of porn. They're already going after the lesser porn.
Huh.
The Justice Department issued an obscenity indictment against JM Productions and Five Star Video over four porn DVDs, one featuring Bukkake, and another that reportedly simulates torturous oral sex to satirize the Abu Ghraib prison scandal.
Oh.
The defendant, it sounds really tacky and tasteless. The defendants face a maximum sentence of 5 years each for several obscenity counts. 5 years? I presume that means for each count?
Yeah, I would guess so, too.
Oh, while it's offensive, all the people there were willing participants, as are the viewers.
Yes, you cannot just stumble across this stuff. Really. I mean, I suppose if you were on the internet and you started typing in whips and chains and words like that, you'll come across it. But, I mean, in general, you're not going to find this on the Playboy channel. This is really the sort of extreme side of porn. It's sort of hidden. I mean, there's not a lot of it out there. You have to really seek it out.
If you don't want somebody stumbling across it accidentally on the internet, you can, and you have children.
Children filters.
There's all kinds of filters out
and
there.
And I'm sorry, if someone has some sort of weird fantasy where they want to reenact Abu Ghraib, let them have their porn so that they don't try and reenact it in real life. Possibly with an unwilling victim.
You can think what you want to about porn. You can think it's horrible. Personally, I think it's cheesy. I think it's silly. It's unrealistic. It doesn't portray realistic sex. It's glamorization. It's men's fantasies for the most part. But you can think what you want about it. You can think it's the most horrible thing ever. But you should still support the producer's right to make it. Because this is supposed to be America where we have a First Amendment freedom of speech protection. Meaning, It's protecting the most unpopular speech. I would never watch porn that featured the types of things that they're talking about here. It's sick. It's disgusting, in my opinion.
I don't watch horror films because they don't really do anything for me. But I wouldn't propose to get rid of horror films.
Of course not. But would you? 1-800-259-9231. Do you think the government's doing the right thing by prosecuting these porn companies for so-called obscenity violations? If you're out there, I really want to hear from you, because I want to know why. 1-800-259-9231. Why is it these individuals should have their freedom of speech abridged in the United States? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website. They're validated photos, which means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the shrine at freetalklive.com. So I asked for somebody that agrees with the government in this case. The government is prosecuting extreme associates. They're prosecuting a couple other porn tape producers, and they're going after them on obscenity charges, which possibly maybe up to 5 years in jail for the individuals behind these companies for each one of these charges. Now, there's more to this story from Wired.com. In the new prosecution, the government is getting closer to the center. They started with the extreme associates. Now they're going with some less extreme style porn, and they're going to continue down the chain until they're going after the big boys, until they're going after the Vivids, until they're going after the, you know, the major porn producers out there. That's where they're targeting.
Hustler.
Maybe Hustler. Porn industry attorney Greg Piccionelli believes in the solidarity approach. He says if we don't defend the people they start with, sooner or later they'll work their way down. And he is absolutely correct. Here's the really freaky part. The Extreme Associates case could set a precedent that tiny clips of video or even individual photos could be declared obscene even if they're part of a larger piece of work.
Wow.
So, in case you don't understand what that means, for instance, let's say you've got a 90-minute-long porn film. And right now they're saying, that's obscene, because it has, say, five different scenes that they believe qualify as obscene. That's right. An obscene film.
Men dressing up like women and peeing on each other or something like that.
Whatever. That's what they're saying now. Now what they're saying is if the case, the Extreme Associates case, goes in the direction of the government, if it, the government has ruled in favor on this one, then they're going to be able to say, okay, you've got a 90-minute video with five different obscene sections. That means five charges of obscenity for that one video.
It's ridiculous.
It's, well, you say it's ridiculous, but it's the same standard that applies to broadcast. For instance, if we get obscene on Free Talk Live 1 hour, and then we get obscene again the second hour, and then get obscene again the third hour, those are three instances of obscenity, and we could be fined, or our stations, rather, could be fined for every single one of those. So they're really, they're, and this could be an excuse that the government attorneys make. The government attorneys could say, well, they've been doing this for years in radio. Why shouldn't it apply to the porn industry? Which just means they're going to be...
It's not a live broadcast anywhere. It's a single individual unit of something.
True.
I mean, it's not like it's happening live moment by moment. It's one piece
and,
of material.
And it's not public. It's not the so-called public airwaves either, right. So it doesn't. It's not subject to the same regulations. But that won't matter, Johnson. Your logic will not be a factor here.
Well, I think it absolutely will be in a court case. And
are you kidding me?
It'll
with
probably
a, with
play
a government,
out that
a, with a government judge that's
sorry,
going to
man, porn industry, they're going to hire some beefy lawyers of their own.
This guy, Rob Black from Extreme Associates, just said that all but five people have left him in the cold. You're
well,
saying they're going to hire extreme lawyers, but
well,
it doesn't sound like
will.
It's happening for him.
He will. I'm sure he's going to have. He's got. Going to have some money.
He ought to, but
I'm sure he will.
He's fighting the government, the
and
federal
they have
government.
To lose.
They're going to pour whatever they can into this because they want to crush this industry, and it's outrageous.
There are a lot of people out there that could end up on this jury that you know just think porn's bad.
Yep,
porn's bad.
Sure,
just that easy. So if it's bad, we must make it illegal. Send him to prison.
Yep, and then once you send this guy to prison, they're going to send the next crew of people to prison. You're going to scare the industry to death.
Yep.
Some people are going to bail out. They're going to quit.
Sure.
They're going to quit.
Well, I'll tell you what. Whatever I do for a living is not good enough to go to prison for.
Well, the other thing that's happening though is they're just going to further polarize the country. I mean, you're going to get more people, more and more people who don't support this. That you're going to create a market and an economy for places like New Hampshire once the Free State Project goes on.
Yep.
And places that exist now, Nevada.
Well, I don't go along the line of thinking that we should encourage the country to go down the hell the path to hell so that people will want to move to the free state.
Well, I definitely agree. I'm just saying that
that will
what's
be the result.
That's
yeah.
what's happening.
I suspect you're right.
That's unfortunate because what that does is it's you're going to have an effect where it's delegitimizing in a way because. You get people that are moving and doing things out of necessity rather than out of virtue, I guess.
Well, I choose the Constitution every single time, and that's the reason that I'm against this.
And the Constitution, Amendment Number 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
I'd say this is more press. They could press these things, don't they?
Yes, well, they do. Whatever. It's still freedom of speech or press. It's the freedom of
expression.
The freedom of expression, the ability to pursue life in the way that you want, to pursue happiness, pursue property. I mean, this is their private property. The film stock they use, the video footage that they, the video cameras that they use, all private investors, people individually putting money on the table to try to make a living. And they're selling. There are people out there that want to buy this product. So if you rule this as obscene, if you put this company out of business, just like with the war on drugs, you are not going to stop the demand for this extreme brand porn.
Here's the other thing, and I guess you guys said you covered it earlier this week. This is something I had brought in tonight because I thought it tied in well to these issues, but it was an article that you guys talked about in regards to the crime
The violent crime.
The violent crime that we have in this country. Something like, what was it, 19,000 murders and approaching, you know, several hundred thousand rapes or something like that. Or it was something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And all those crimes, why aren't we focusing on those? Why are we focusing on something where...
Why are we focusing on videotapes?
These people are all willing.
DVDs.
They want to watch it. They want to make it. They want to participate. They want to make money.
And they'll continue. Even if they shove this underground, then maybe the people that are participating won't be participating voluntarily. If you shove extreme porn and violent porn and stuff like that underground, maybe you will get videotapes where people have been forced into these situations. And then we're just going to have to increase the war on porn.
And they can't go to the cops at that point because they're doing something illegal.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. The bulletin board system, archives, wiki updates, and more. All of it's on the house. Now, what do we ask in return? Well, that you enjoy it. Take them. Distribute them. We don't care. Take all the archives. Enjoy. But if you want to voluntarily support us, we ask you to amp the show. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll earn the perks. You get access to classic archives. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. And I think we might expand that the amp call-in line. We're going to change that a little bit. But there's some perks that you get. There's some long-term goals that we have for the project, including reducing commercial time on the show But the point is, what we're doing with the money is we're turning it into advertising for the show. You send that $3 to us, we turn it right back around into promoting the show into, for instance, more radio stations. We buy radio station industry advertising. We also promote the show online via Google AdWords and that sort of thing. So there's a whole big campaign going on, and you could be a part of it for $3 a month. It makes a big difference for us in helping spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you want to go.
And that's right. They could take all that content that we make for free, and they could take it, and they could even turn it into BitTorrents and put it on the Pirate Bay, which is where all this porn's going to end up if they try to make it all illegal.
That's what we're talking about right now, is this crackdown that's going on at the federal level. There are obscenity prosecutions happening as we speak. Porn companies under attack for creating a product voluntarily, selling a product voluntarily to people who are purchasing it voluntarily. Why is it that we're doing this? Why is it that the government's doing this? They are just they're looking for a re-election? Is that what they're trying to do? Are they just pandering to the individuals that are going to vote for them the next year?
That's just what governments do. Legislators legislate. They have to have things to do.
Well, they're a bunch of hypocrites. And they're all hypocrites. Republicans, Democrats. But I found a video clip over at hammeroftruth.com from The Daily Show that just really outlines how hypocritical, how much of a bunch of liars these individuals in Washington, D.C. are. You always hear Republicans talking, and even some Democrats with their whole family values thing and, you know, getting violence out of video games and all that. They always take this position of, well, we like the Bible, and we need to give America a good set of morals and a good set of values.
Is this from The Daily Show, or is this from the Colbert Report?
Oh, excuse me, Colbert Report. This is Stephen Colbert interviewing a guy named Westmoreland. He's a representative from Georgia, and I just thought it was perfect. I'm going to share it with you here.
You co-sponsored a bill requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that important to you?
Well, the Ten Commandments is not a bad thing for people to understand and to respect.
I'm with you.
Where better place could you have something like that than in a judicial building or in a courthouse?
That is a good question.
Maybe your church.
Can you think of any better building to put the Ten Commandments in than in a public building?
No. I think if we were totally without them, we may lose a sense of our direction.
What are the Ten Commandments?
What are all of them? You want me to name them?
Yeah,
all?
Please.
Don't murder. Don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal. I can't name them.
Busted! Busted! You lying scumbag! You dishonest, low-life scumbag! You don't even know the Ten Commandments, and the three that he named, he only got two of them right!
Right,
we'll be
lying
back tomorrow
is a
night. See ya, it's been Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're